listening to Viral Podcasting, the place to go to learn how to generate a six-figure income or more from your podcast. To get the latest tips and information, go to viralpodcasting.com.
Welcome. This is Viral Podcasting, show number 26. Well, first of all, happy new year to all of you out there listening. It was a phenomenal year, 2017. Released my book, have sold a bunch of copies, got an amazing response, and am thankful to all of you listening. If you are looking for the book, just go to viralpodcasting.com, click the Amazon link, and you can get a copy. So I want to talk about, well, it's a very big cliche to talk about resolutions for the New Year's. I don't really believe in resolutions, but one thing I'd like to talk about is investing in your podcast. And what does that mean? Well, you're already investing time. I don't know how you value your time. You could value it as how much somebody else would pay you to do a job that you're doing or to do another job that you're qualified to do. You could value it in terms of free time, in terms of leisure, in terms of time to spend with your family and your friends and doing activities that you enjoy. However you value your time, the one thing that you have to admit is that if you undertook to do a podcast, if you started a podcast, you're doing episodes, you've already made the biggest investment that you're going to make, and that's your time. Because once that time is used, it's gone, it's lost, and never to be found again. So as long as you've already made the biggest investment, then you got to think about how much money you're going to put into your podcast. Now, one thing I've told you from the get-go, it worked for me, probably not going to work for most of you. Hire that producer. The producer, whether it's a freelance person or an employee, can make your life so much easier. My producer, Melissa, what does she do? She books guests. She does all the postings. She edits every file, puts on the intros and the outros, all of that stuff. But that's something that you have to decide. There's lots of outsource companies who can do bookings for you, freelance bookers, freelance editors. I just do it because I produce so much content, it's much more manageable to handle it in-house for myself. But one thing you should think about investing in is equipment. You don't have to spend a lot of money, but I keep hearing these podcasts that are obviously recorded on someone's iPhone or on a really crummy digital recorder. And the thought occurs to me is, if you're going to do this and you've already made the biggest investment, why not spend $1,000 or $2,000? You could spend even less if you buy used equipment. Buy the best equipment. Invest in your show. I go back to what Cliff Ravenscraft always told us in his podcasting A to Z course, and that is that high production values will not get people to listen to you, but they will get people to come back once they have listened to you. Conversely, low or bad production values will wind up losing more viewers and listeners than you could ever imagine. So invest for 2018. You can buy a Shure SM58 microphone on eBay for about $50, thereabouts. You can buy a four-channel mixer for roughly $50 to $100. Look, I use Adobe Audition and I pay $20 a month for the privilege of using it. It's just a fact that I learned how to use that program. I learned how to do editing on it. Melissa's an expert in it. But look, you can download Audacity for nothing, for free, for Mac or PC. So get yourself a decent mic. Get yourself a decent mic stand or an articulated arm. I've got this amazing arm that I purchased used on eBay. It's a solid arm that folds in the middle. My problem was when I was using the arms, the articulated arms with the springs, they would bounce around. It was hard to get them exactly where you wanted them. This thing cost me $130. You don't even have to spend that. Go on to eBay or go on to Amazon. You can get these really cheap articulated arms made in China for under $20. All right. Invest in your podcast because you're investing in your own success. Invest in a decent intro and a decent outro. You can get them done on Fiverr for next to nothing. If it cost $50, I'd be surprised. Invest in a decent looking podcast square. Anytime I need a podcast where I go over to Fiverr, I've bought dozens of them there, and they cost generally $5 to $10 depending upon the turnaround time. All of these things that you invest in will reap major, major dividends and rewards in the form of increased listenership and a better chance of monetization success. When you've got a really good advertiser who's interested in your show, they're going to go back and listen to your episodes and see if you are congruent with their product. And if you have low production values, they're not going to see the congruency. They're going to say that's a schlocky sounding production and we don't want to be associated with it, no matter how high quality your content is. Can't emphasize this enough. This is so important. It's not a big investment. Like I said, you could invest here. We're looking at probably $300-$400. The other thing to do is get a shock absorber mount for your microphone. That way, when you bump into your desk, I just bumped into it. You can't hear it. It doesn't shake your microphone and give a thump to it. Okay. There's lots of other little things that you can do. A lot of them come down to convenience in the long run. What makes you more relaxed when you're actually doing your show? It could be a good chair. Look, I've had 5 different desk chairs since I started this. I probably had 10 throughout my career in business. My first chair I bought when I graduated from law school, it was ridiculously overpriced leather. That chair lasted me for 19 years. I never had another chair. After that, I had a string of chairs, some good, some not so good. Over time, as I got older, I developed back problems. I kept looking for a good chair. If you need an ergonomic chair, comfort when you're sitting down at your microphone is essential. Because if you are physically comfortable, then you're going to be comfortable when you're speaking and when you're interviewing somebody or engaging in a discussion or a dialogue. All of this helps improve your show in ways that are often imperceptible to you and to your audience. It's the whole package. Another thing that I've done is I've got a 48-inch screen in front of my face here on my desk. That is, it's basically a television set. The quality is really good. It cost me, I think, $350. It's a Vizio. Doesn't really matter. The brand's irrelevant. It's a TV. It's a flat screen TV, but it enables me to be able to see type without having to squint and be able to open a number of windows to do different activities when I'm on the phone, on Skype, or on a video conference talking to a guest, and I can look up and have their bio right in front of me. Now, you can accomplish the same thing with multiple screens, no question about it. What I have found using a large monitor, 48-inch monitor, is that it takes up less space on your desk, believe it or not, than 2 or 3 other monitors. I've had 3 monitors. I've had 2 30-inch monitors. This, by far, is the best setup that I've had. These are minor little investments. Yes, I know if money's tight, it could be meaningful. And that's why you go to the used equipment market. You could probably pick up on Craigslist this very same television for $100, $150 if it's to your liking. When you start getting bigger than a 48-inch monitor on your desk, problems occur if you want to hang a webcam from it, and it starts getting too high. You almost need a stool to sit in front of it to watch it. But that's just one instance. That's a personal preference. Really, your main concerns are, how good am I going to sound? And am I doing anything that detracts from the audio quality of my show? How can I make my show sound even better? Now, I moved into this new house earlier this year, and it's right next to the air handler for an air conditioner, and I have my AC running 24/7. I just need air circulating. I'm not a sweater, but I do sweat, and that's part of being comfortable. But the flip side to that was that this hum was visible, audio visibility, if you will. You could hear it when I recorded the show. So then I had to go get a gate because I didn't like my gate compressor limiter. It just didn't quite do the job. This thing's got what you call a parametric filter in it that you can set. It really does a wonderful job cutting out the extraneous noise. Look, right down to your work area, to your studio, if you will, your office, put up some pictures that make you feel good, that you're happy, that you like to see. Make your workspace as comfortable as possible, and that will reap huge rewards. as far as what I'm really saying is, you don't have to spend $1 million to sound like $1 million. Of course, you need to be working on your basic communication skills, how you enunciate words, how you use diction and speech patterns to entice people to listen to your show, to want to listen, to connect with you. All of these things are vitally important. So one of the other things you should really think about for the coming year is hiring a radio coach. I've mentioned Valerie Geller dozens of times on this podcast. She is by far one of the biggest reasons for my success. I could not have gotten as far and as fast as I did without her expert guidance. She has a way of cutting through the nonsense, of getting to the point, of really showing you advanced techniques in a way that are that you can easily assimilate them. And yet, while she's criticizing you, you're not taking it personally. You're not feeling under attack. Because look, a coach has to tell you not just what to do right, but what you are doing wrong. And when we start out on this journey, we do way more wrong than we do right. And if we persist, if you really keep at it and improve your skills, improve your abilities, your capabilities, and you aim to be the best you can, then you wind up growing into a person that you never believed you were possible of being. And I'd like to think I'm there now. Maybe I'm 20 or 30% of the way there. It's a lifelong journey, but I invite you to take the journey because the end result, or I should say the journey itself, to me, the journey is the result. There is no end result because until I'm perfect, I can't be there. But the journey, when you're succeeding, when you're building an audience, when you're connecting, when you get emails from your listeners, when people mention you, when everybody knows about you, it is one of the greatest feelings, an incredible high that you will ever encounter. And every one of you who's listening to me now is capable of taking that journey. Look, I told you before, your voice is only part of the package. If you have a great voice, wonderful. If you don't even think about it. A lot of the people out there who are successful talk show hosts really have rotten voices. I won't name names, but people that have made billions of dollars have lousy voices. So just invest in yourself, invest in your physical plant, invest in your workspace, invest in your technology, invest in yourself. You will be so happy you did. You will reach new levels that you never thought were possible. You can do this. I did it. I started out very late in life. Look, if I learned to ski at 26 years old, I learned to do radio at 55. You can do this too. I'm sorry, I'm exaggerating. Probably with 52, but I didn't get decent at it until 55. You are capable of this. You are worthy of it. You will succeed, but you must invest in yourself.
This has been another episode of Viral Podcasting. Be sure to visit us at viralpodcasting.com.